This is Passover week. Now, Passover week, you know, we don't know when Jesus was born. We celebrated in December, but we do know when he was crucified, because Passover, that week, is always something that is set on the calendar. So this is the week, a long, long time ago, that all the events happened around Jesus' death. One tradition around Passover that is still observed today by practicing Jews is that they would get together for their Passover meal, their dinner, and at that dinner, someone, it's usually one of the younger children, would recount the story of the original Passover. They do that. This oral history is passed down from the older to the younger, and once the younger ones learn it, they would begin to tell it, so the story would never be forgotten. That original Passover was so important for them. It was done this way so that no one would ever forget what God had done for them and their people as they were fleeing Egypt and freed from the slavery under Pharaoh. So I think when Easter comes along, when Passover week comes along, it's important for us to remember what God has done for us as well. It's been our own kind of Passover. The blood of the Lamb that saved the children of Israel. We have the blood of the Lamb, the child of God Himself, Jesus, who died on the cross. And when the angel of death passes over this earth, the blood of Jesus saves us, just like the blood of the Lamb did on the doorpost for the people of Israel. We're going to sing in just a moment, Hosanna. As Jesus entered Jerusalem on that Sunday, Palm Sunday it's called, before the Passover feast, the people who had gathered, the crowds gathered, and they were saying, Hosanna, which is kind of a dual phrase. It's both a praise and it's also a cry out to save us. So basically, when you sing Hosanna, you're saying, God save me. God save us. It's called the triumphal entry, if you have headings on your paragraphs in your Bible. It was a high time. But soon the people who were gathered and laying their palm branches and their cloaks down on the road for Jesus to ride the donkey across, soon that crowd would turn against the one they were praising. We people are fickle. It was a week of highs and lows, to say the least. And in the low points, as we're going to see today, in the low points, Jesus quoted some of the Psalms. When he was on the cross on that Friday, he quoted Psalm 22, or started to, when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, for years, when I read that, I just thought, well, he's just thinking God has forsaken him. But I didn't know my Old Testament very well. That's a start from Psalm 22. And if you read the rest of Psalm 22, you'll get an idea of what was going through Jesus' mind on the cross. He was recalling the words that David wrote when he was having one of his low moments. Jesus also repeated part of Psalm 31 when he said, into your hands I commit my spirit. It's another psalm of David that captures the anguish that Jesus must have been feeling on the cross. It's in sharp contrast to that triumphal entry that happened on the Sunday before. Our call to worship today is from Psalm 31. It comes a little bit after that where he says, into your hands I commit my spirit. We're going to start in verse 9 and read through verse 16, and then we will sing Hosanna. If it's convenient, let's stand for the reading of this psalm, please. Think of Jesus as you read these words, and as he said these things on the cross, into your hands I commit my spirit, and as he said the others from Psalm 22 about, my God, why have you forsaken me? These are the things that must have been going through his mind. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am in distress. Tears blur my eyes. My body and my soul are withering away. I'm dying from grief. My years are shortened by sadness. Sin has drained my strength. Now we know it wasn't Jesus' sin, but our sin has drained his strength. I'm wasting away from within. I'm scorned by all my enemies and despised by my neighbors. Even my friends are afraid to come near me. When they see me on the street, they run the other way. I'm ignored as if I were dead, as if I were a broken pot. I've heard the many rumors about me, and I'm surrounded by terror. My enemies conspire against me, plotting to take my life. But I am trusting you, O Lord, saying, you are my God. My future is in your hands. Rescue me from those who hunt me down relentlessly. Let your favor shine on your servant. In your unfailing love, rescue me. Today we're going to look at the events of the days just before Jesus was crucified, that last week, from the triumph of this grand entrance into Jerusalem to the travesty of a mock trial and a brutal execution. It's a dark week, and I apologize in advance. This is not one of those really uplifting kind of sermons, but it's a dark week that Jesus faced, and I hope that it will sharpen our focus before we have communion together. And we also remember that it's not the end of the story. Next week, we'll get the second part. This is not the end of the story, but it is a crucial part of the story of what God has done for us through Jesus. So we remember what Jesus endured for us. And in the midst of all that pain and suffering of that week, we think about that. We praise Him now. Let's